This portrait called She Bowed to Her Brother is an example of a new use of periods, in which I use periods to break up the line rather than commas, because periods bring a more complete stop. Called She Bowed to Her Brother. The story of how she bowed to her brother. Who has whom as his? Did she bow to her brother when she saw him? Any long story of how she bowed to her brother. Sometimes not. She bowed to her brother accidentally when she saw him. Often as well as not. She did not bow to her brother when she saw him. This could happen without him. Everybody finds in it a sentence that pleases them. This is the story included in How She Bowed to Her Brother. Could another brother have a granddaughter? No, but he could have a grandson. This has nothing to do with the other brother of whom it is said that we read She Bowed to Her Brother. There could be a union between reading and learning. And now everybody reads She Bowed to Her Brother. And no one thinks that it is clearly startling. She started by not bowing to her brother. And this was not the beginning. She has forgotten how she bowed to her brother. And in mentioning, she did mention that this was a recollection. So fortunately, in detail, details are given. Made an expression of recollection. Does whether they gather that they heard, whether they bowed to each other or not. If in they made it, doubtful or double, of their holding it, a momentary after, that she was never, readily made rather, that they were, whether, she asked her, was she doing anything, either. In all of this there lay no description, and so, whether they could come to be merely more than more, or rather, did she bow to her brother?